Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tori. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. What is the name of your company, please?
Ma'am, we service multiple companies. Can I have your zip code to see if we have an account for you?
Yes, 28512.
28512.
Yes.
Your first and last name?
Josephine Justice.
And for security purposes, can you provide me with your billing address?
109A New Bern Street, Atlantic Beach, North Carolina, 28512.
Okay. Now, I have located and county. It is loading. Just bear with me one moment.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Your account has loaded. Do you recall purchasing the KitchenAid?
A what?
The KitchenAid.
No, and we have had this. This was supposed to have been canceled day before. The last time, look and see when the last time I talked to somebody.
Okay. Let me take a look at that for you. Okay, now I'm looking over the account, and now I'm seeing where you called and spoke to someone on July the 20th. And the last charge that is on your account is on July the 19th. So that was a call after a charge was made to your account.
Yes,
but we haven't charged you.
Okay, that account was supposed to have been closed out now.
It is canceled.
Ma'am?
It is canceled, ma'am.
Okay, so when will I get my money back? Because I never purchased this and I never got it.
Yes, ma'am. It's not showing where a refund was issued to your account. It shows that the representative explained to you that a refund cannot be made to the account because these are valid charges towards your account, ma'am.
Yes, I know they were made to my account, but I didn't do it.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm 81 years old. What do I need with a KitchenAid mixer? I've had a household for how many years? I already have a mixer. I don't need another mixer. I didn't order another mixer.
Yes, ma'am.
So, therefore, I want my money back. It came out of my account because I live on my Social Security check. I cannot even get out on my own. I fell and broke the femur bone in my heel. I can't even go anywhere anymore by myself. And I don't need somebody taking the money out of my account when I didn't okay it. I don't know how they got it. I don't know how these people do that. But a lot of people do that. And evidently they just, at some point, when I was shopping or at the grocery store or anywhere, they got my account number and they did this. But I did not order a mixer. I don't need a mixer. If I did, I wouldn't order it online. I would want to see what I was getting.
Yes, ma'am.
So I want my money.
Yes, ma'am. What I can do is get you over to our fire department, because we do take fire very seriously. And since you had you stating that you did not make these charges to your account, I would have to escalate your call, because I won't be able to. You know what I'm saying? They'll have to do a further investigation in the account.
So you're going to go send me to somebody else?
Yes, ma'am. The fire department.
The what?
The fire department.
Fire department?
Fraud.
Fraud department.
Yes, ma'am. The fire department.
Well, now, if we do that, then they'll cancel my card, and I can't do that. I can't have my card canceled and change to a different number, because everything that I do is done on that card, because as I said, I can't get out to pay bills or anything, so they come out automatically using that card number, and I can't have it changed. It's just too much.
Yes, ma'am. I would have to get your account to the fire department, since you're stating you're unaware of these charges.
Okay.
Okay. One moment.
God bless him, okay. This is ridiculous. I have one for the plate and I'm not able, but it's hard to get it back. Yeah, I know. I'm not going to spend my whole afternoon on this
show. Okay, let me see.
Did you say this has been canceled and no more will be taken out?
Yes, ma'am, your account has been canceled. And I just got done noting your account, and I was just about to get your, your account has already been canceled. It's been canceled when you called in on
good.
The 20th. It's just...
How many payments have come out of my account?
Four payments, including the shipping and handling.
So a total of how much money?
Yeah. Okay. It is showing that that total that had drafted out of your account, including that shipping and handling charge of $7.95, is $161.84.
Well, $3, that's a lot of money to me.
Mm-hmm.
For something that I did not order. So that's not fair to me, for that much money to come out of my account when I didn't order anything.
Yes, ma'am. Is your email...
If it was your mother, would you want somebody doing this to her? No.
Ma'am, we're not doing anything to you, ma'am. You just... went online and purchased some things.
Taking my money when it wasn't authorized. That's
yes, ma'am.
To me.
You put your card information on. I didn't take your money, ma'am. I don't have your money. You purchased something online.
The company has my money.
Yes, ma'am, because you purchased something online.
No, I did not.
Yes,
That's
ma'am.
That's what I'm trying to make it very plain to somebody. I did not do that.
Is your email grannyjoejohnc@gmail.com?
I do not shop online. I don't know how to shop online. I'm 81 years old. How often do you think I shop online? Never. I'm telling you, somebody got my card, and it had to have been somebody that knows me, because they would not know where I lived or my address. So I don't know. It could have been somebody that, I don't know who got my card. I don't know who got my information. They could have got it anywhere, though. Because all the companies, everything, the grocery store has my card number because I do Food Line to Go. And so they have my number, and there's no telling how many people see that or can have privilege to getting into that. I mean, you know, I didn't order that thing. Why would I lie about it? I wouldn't lie about that. I'm an 81-year-old woman, and I'm a Christian, and I wouldn't lie about something like that.
Yes, ma'am.
If it was just $39, I was going to say forget it. But it's not just $39. It's $150-some, and you know what? That's a lot of money to me.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Is there anybody that can okay putting my money back in where it belongs on my card?
No, ma'am, I'm sorry, because it's a valid charge to your account.
Yes, but I didn't make it. Can anybody believe me? Where was I supposed to have bought this from? What store, what company did I order it from?
It could have been anywhere, ma'am.
No, it couldn't have been anywhere. It had to have gone somewhere. Somebody got my money. What store is this coming from? What store is it? Was it a mixer? What store is that being shipped from? Where's it coming from? Ma'am? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to see, you know, what happened on our end. It is showing that, you know, that we sent out, well, when the email is sent out, you could have received it through Costco's or any one of those big name retailers. And also,
I want to know what store.
Ma'am, I'm not sure. This order was placed a minute ago. This will be.
Yes, the order was placed, you're saying, on the 9th?
It was placed in June. Yes, it was placed in June 1st. So.
Okay. So, yeah. When that order was placed, where did the order go? What store?
It doesn't say, ma'am. It doesn't say anything shipped. It just says that the order was created. It doesn't say what store it was shipped from. It doesn't show what shipping company shipped it to you. It just says that it was...
Well, to me, that's fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody knows where that damn thing was shipped from. Now, I'm getting mad now because you don't just have an account there for just anybody. You got to have an account for that specific item coming from a specific store.
Now, and ma'am, the mixer wasn't shipped. It was an entry in to win the mixer. But
what?
Yes, ma'am, it was an entry in to win the mixer. And
well, if you win something, you don't have to pay for it.
Yes, ma'am. You were out. Let me see what this is called.
It's called fraud.
Okay, showing that you were enrolled in our gadget store. And what the gadget store is a factory gadget store where you received $125 voucher to all the latest consumer gadgets. And you received it every month, and it was for $56.95.
Well, I have not received anything.
Yes, ma'am. That you received that through your email, the Granny JoJoNC at gmail.com. It was supposed to come through that email.
And go to my account.
Ma'am.
What?
What are you asking?
I'm asking where that $56 and whatever you said, did it go into my account?
Oh, it came from your account, ma'am.
God Almighty. I don't understand how when you win something.
You didn't win, ma'am. It was an entry in to win. And the winner was announced at the end of the month. And you weren't chosen to win. But you were. It was a... you had 5 days on this to cancel this Factory Gadget Store campaign. And because you didn't cancel within those 5 days, you was automatically enrolled. And they were charged at $56.95, giving you $125 voucher for each month. But yes, this was attached to the KitchenAid that you entered in.
I wasn't chosen to win. So therefore, it should have stopped right there. There should not have been any more transactions. I should have got something either by email or in the mail or something telling me that I didn't win and that I had those 5 days. I did not receive that.
Yes, ma'am.
I received nothing telling me I didn't win.
Yes,
I didn't receive anything telling me that there was going to be charges to my account if I didn't cancel it within 5 days, because I didn't place it in the first place. So therefore, I didn't get any of that. I got nothing telling me there was 5 days. I didn't get anything telling me that it was, I didn't even know that it had happened. That it had been entered. So I didn't get anything telling me I didn't win. Therefore, I didn't know
you
I
didn't
had
win. Yes, ma'am. You weren't selected to win. But you did enter in to win, and that's why you were enrolled in the federal.
I did not enter it. No, ma'am, I did not.
Yes,
ma'am. It might have my card, and it might have my name, and it might have all my information. But I, personally, me, I did not enter it.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Well, I need to talk to somebody that understands that can give me my money back.
Yes, ma'am. Won't nobody be able to give you a refund, ma'am, because the charges are valid to your account.
Well, I hope the hell that company enjoys it. Thank you anyway. Goodbye.